Get Ready With Me is a dead genre, killed by class consciousness. It functioned as exposure therapy to consumer culture. Even if you were making a video that had nothing to do with the beauty industry, there was a product placement of it in the background. In TikTok, we have a panopticon of brand deals, essentially that instead of a top-down model of how we're advertised, say the Selena Gomez and Oreo collaboration, instead it is this unceasing way that we regulate and advertise to each other to enforce consumer culture. Instead of the ritualistic spectacles of power in the form of commercials and TV advertisements, you now have each of us regulating and advertising to one another. It's the brilliance of the TikTok format. But you're going to be advertising and self-sponsoring anyway because you don't gatekeep, because hot girls don't gatekeep, and you're not ugly, you're just broke. It became the girl's girl thing to do to show what you're putting on your face, the behind the scenes of your life, so you can achieve that girl status. To give a funny and sad anecdote, I remember I was working a brief stint at an elementary school, and I was observing the little girls playing at lunch, and they were playing Sephora. The object of the game was that they were pretending they were stealing different items from Sephora, different brands. They were screaming, "I have the Summer Fridays! I have the Charlotte Tilbury!" And again, it's not that TV advertisements were directly telling them, "Go buy this now." Instead, it was all the more subtle and effective. We were all telling each other on TikTok what products we liked. Instead of the authoritarian TV advertisement, you know, "Go buy this now, get it today," I'm clawing into the depths of my subconscious when I used to watch TV in the 2000s. "You must be 18 to order to call." Because it doesn't seem authoritarian when it's just your comfort creator who only has 20,000 followers who's saying that she really loves the, Glow Recipe dewdrops. You know, it just seems like it's a friend recommending it to you. But we're ultimately just modeling behavior. If you remember TV advertisements, and even to the present day, there is a little bit of a remnant of it. You have one friend recommending a product to another friend, or, you know, someone saying, "This product changed my life." We don't have a script anymore. We're just doing it ourselves. It seems more permissible, less institutional, but that doesn't mean that we're not promoting capitalism, promoting consumer culture. Increasingly, influencing is not just about buying products, that's just not sustainable. Instead, it's about influencing people with ideas. Who says influencing has to be capitalistic in its nature? And on the front of feminism, I think there are disturbing implications to the Get Ready With Me movement and why it was so popular. I think that for celebrities, you know, you had the Vogue Beauty Secrets movement, which I actually did a video about last year, how these celebrities were stripped down into their bare face and we were expected to think of them as real people. They could be influencers. There was this blending of the red carpet celebrity and the TikTok influencer. And instead of not wearing makeup being shameful and getting you on the cover of a gossip magazine, instead it was something that showed that you were relatable. And as I've always said, relatability is a controlled substance. I mean, how disturbing is it that as women who felt like we couldn't even make a TikTok video that had nothing to do with the beauty industry, by the way, where we were putting on products laboriously, sometimes even, you know, holding it up to the camera. And again, that exposure therapy, subconsciously we're influencing people. They see the bottle of it. And even if you don't say what it is, when they walk into Sephora, they see the bottle, they recognize it, and it builds this trust, even if it's all subconscious. For a while there, it seemed like as a woman, you could only have an opinion, especially of the political variety, if you were putting in the labor of beautifying yourself, of showing, you know, "Hey, I'm not like this hot person. Like, I, you know, put on these products just like you." Again, it's that whole hot girls don't gatekeep nonsense. And because of the girls' girl trend, if you didn't gatekeep, that meant you were hot and you were part of this sisterhood of brand deals. But ultimately, it's just a panopticon.